Okay, we're starting here at the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Bet. We're continuing with the Mishnah. We just finished with the Parah Aduma, Parat Chatat, and the Zira Mishdaleach. Now we're going to discuss the next items that were enumerated in the Mishnah, in which the Mishnah says that one is not Chayav Shechut Echutz. Those were Psulim that should aim Psulam B'Kodesh. Their Psul came not because of Psul B'Kodesh, but some other factor that makes them Einu Ra'ui to come to Petach Chol Moed. For instance, Roveya, Nirba, Etnan, Mechir Kelev, items that have a problem being brought to the Petach Chol Moed because of something that was done to them, but not created because of their Kedusha. So over there, our Mishnah brings the reason for why these items are not Chayav for Shchut Echutz or Mahalat Chus, is because it says, Shenemar Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. So the Mishnah is quoting the Pasuk in Vayikra Yudzayin, Pasuk Dalet, Vel Petach Chol Moed Lo Hevio, Akriv Karban Lashem, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, Dam Yechashev, La Ishahu, Dam Shafach, Venichata Ishahu Mikerv Amo. The Gemara's question is going to be, wait a minute, why are you using the part of the Pasuk of Lifnei Mishkan Hashem to tell you that these are not Ru'im? Why don't you just use the first part of the Pasuk like we've used all the way along, which is about Petach Chol Moed O'Evio? Something that's not Ru'i for Petach Chol Moed, you're not Chayav for in Shchut Echutz. These are all items that you cannot bring Lifnei Petach Chol Moed. So why is it that the Mishnah does not quote the Pasuk of Petach Chol Moed O'Evio? And these are items that Imalah, if they're put on the Mizbech Yered, they're going to be taken down, because this is not Psulo B'Kodesh. So there's no reason not to exclude them from El Petach Chol Moed O'Evio. And that's what the Gemara asks. Gemara should have learned this. Mishnah should have said, Mipetach Chol Moed O'Evio. That's why there's a problem here. So Gemara says, Bishlama, I can understand Roveya V'Nirbo. The case of Roveya V'Nirba, Mishkachat Le Da'akteshinu Mi'ikoro. That they were first Kodesh, and then afterwards the bestiality was performed with them. V'Hadar Rivo. Ella Muxav in Evad. How are you going to explain that? I can explain to you Roveya nearby and say, I need another pasuk, because here I have an instance where they could have been, the animals could have been kadosh b'kdushat mizbeach before the Aveira was perpetrated with them. If that's the case, and as Rashi explains over here, v'kevin d'chozu kvar v'idchu. They were at one point ra'uim to go on the mizbeach, and then they were nidchu because of the Aveira that's performed with them. Nevertheless, when we careen in b'hu, that they were niru. El petach omoed lo yivio means there's something that was never ra'u the petach omoed. But these were, at some point, ra'uim the petach omoed. And since they were ra'uim the petach omoed, that should be enough to make one chayav for shchut echutz. So therefore, I need the additional pasuk or the additional limud of lifnei mishkan Hashem. So Rashi asks on himself and says, well, based on that explanation, why don't I use that as the reason for Seira Mishdaleach? Yesterday, the Gemara asked from the Braito. It says that our Mishnah says the reason that Seira Mishdaleach is patur is because of El Petach Chol Moed Lo'Evio. Then we needed a Braito, brought another pasuk of Lashem to teach you that you are patur b'shchut echutz of Seira Mishdaleach. So Rashi says, well, why don't we just use this reasoning over here? Why do I need the pasuk of Lashem? It's because when it says Vel Petach Chol Moed Lo'Evio, doesn't mean that now it's Ra'uy, but it means that it was once Ra'uy to come before Petach Chol Moed. If it was once Ra'uy to come before Petach Chol Moed, that should be enough. Seir Mishdaleach was at one point Ra'uy Lebo Petach Chol Moed. Before the Hagrala, before the Vidui, they are Ra'uyim Lebo Petach Chol Moed. The answer Rashi gives, which is interesting, is that it's only true if you didn't do the mitzvah of Petach Chol Moed yet. By the Seir Mishdaleach, yes, there was a mitzvah of Petach Chol Moed. Bring it before the Petach Chol Moed. But you discharged that obligation. You did that already. Once you've done it already, you've completed a Petach Chol Moed, then there's no reason to believe that you should be Chayav anymore because of that. And that's what he writes here. Rashi, it's the top Rashi. He says, Aval Seir Mishdaleach Lachar Vidui Mima'eit Me'al Petach Sharei Zeh Hedio. It was already brought before the Petach Chol Moed Kishnir Elavo, when it was supposed to be brought. U'mishiyatza Lachar Vidui. Once it leaves after the Vidui, Lo Nir Alavo. It's no longer Ru'uya to come, or no longer Ra'ui, to come before the Petach Chol Moed. So distinguishing between our case here, where these were Kadosh, they were ready to go Petach Chol Moed, and it was stopped because of the Aveira perpetrated on them, that is still considered to be Ra'ui, the Petach Chol Moed. On the other hand, by the Seir Mishdaleach, where there was a requirement of Petach Chol Moed, and you discharged that obligation, you already did it, it's no longer, once that obligation is discharged, it's no longer Ra'ui to come before Petach Chol Moed. So Gemara says, I understand that by Roveya Vinirba, when I don't understand the next next two cases of the Mishnah, which are Muksev and Ne'avad. By Muksev being designated for Avodah Zarah, or Ne'avad, that it was worshipped, Ein Adam Moser Davar Sheinu Shelo. You cannot make Asur something that doesn't belong to you. Over here, the animals now belong to Kodeshim. They belong to the Kodeshim Mizbeach. They're designated for Kodesh already. How can your bowing down to this animal affect the ownership of Kodesh? You can't change the status of the animal that belongs to Kodesh. So how can you be Oser Davar Sheinu Shelo? So if the solution to the problem is to say that they were Kadosh first, and then the Avera was perpetrated, that works by Roviv and Irba, where there's an actual Masif. The fact that the bestiality was performed, even if it's not your animal, you still affect the animal. But by Muksa and Nevad, where it's all about it being yours, meaning that you are worshipping the animal and you are causing it to be declared or determined to be a Avodah Zarah, that's only true when it's your animal, when you have ownership. If you don't have ownership, you can't just bow to someone's house and make it into a Avodah Zarah, and you don't have a right to do. So also over here, by Kodesh, you don't have the right to make it into Avodah Zarah. My answer's up. No, but Kodeshim Kalim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. This is a Kodeshim Kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. This is a sheet that we bumped into before, and we'll see more often again, which is that by Kodeshim Kalim, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Chachamim as to what the status of ownership of Kodeshim Kalim. According to the Chachamim, it's like Kodeshim Kodeshim, which is that they belong to Kodesh, and you have no rights to them. On the other hand, Rabbi Yossi Aglili believes that Kodeshim Kalim are Mamon Balim. They belong to the Balim. They belong to the owners, and they can use them like Mamon. They have a monetary value to the owners. And therefore, since you have real ownership in it, a person can bow down to it and make it into a Avodah Zarah, because he has ownership over it. Damar. He says, Rabbi Yosigli says, Kodeshim Kalim, Mamon Balim Ho. Titania, we have a Braita. This is talking about one who denies owing money to someone else. And over there it says, drosha is, it has to be something mal b'Hashem and amito. It has to be something that shayach both to Hashem and to amito. And there, based on that, Rabbi Yossi Glili believes that the ownership belongs to the balim, because what's a case where you have that mal b'Hashem v'kicheish v'amito? What's a case where you and Hashem are sharing ownership? That's a case of kochim Kalim, where it's, according to Rabbi Yossi Glili, Mamon Balim. So if one denied owing money, Kofer Nishba V'Hodeh Shechayv Aleihem, when it came to something that would involve the Kodeshim Kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi Glili, you would be Chayav in those instances. And Hashem Gzilot, because it's called Mamon Balim and Kichesh Be'amito in that case. Tanya Ma'al Ma'al V'Hashem, Rabot Kodeshim Kalim Shem Mamonot, Div Rabbi Yossi Glili, Hilkach. Now, in conclusion, Roveya B'Nirba Dvar Erva. When it comes to Roveya V'Nirba, that's a Dvar Erva. I understand that you can do it even on the Mukdashim Kivar, so we've explained that. Therefore, Bachutz, where Mamayi did through Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, even though they might have been at one point Ro'uyim LePetach HaMoed, Akshav, they are Lav Bnei HaKrovanin, who they're no longer allowed to be brought. I understand the cases of Muksa V'Nevad, Avodat Kochavim, talking about their Avodah Zarah, and again, they were near Uv. They were Ro'uyim Lavo LePetach HaMoed at one point. They are now classified as Avodah Zarah, and therefore they cannot be brought on the Mizbech, and that's why the Lifnei Mishkan Hashem doesn't work. But Etnan Umechir Kilayim Yotzei Dofen, what's the story over there? When we have the Etnan, which is the exchange for the compensation of a harlot, Mechir Kelev was sold or exchanged for a dog, Kilayim, a mixed breed, Yotzei Dofen, and one that was born through a cesarean section, not through the birth canal, how do you explain those cases? So it's obvious they have to be Bevladot Kodeshim. We have to be talking about Kodeshim that gave birth to an animal. Now clearly by Kilayim Ayim and Yotzei Dofen, we have to be talking about a case where they gave birth. Mechir and Etnan, Mechir Kelev and Etnan Zonah, are not so clear why they have to be done by Vladot Kochim. And Kasavar, Vladei Kochim, Babiatan Hein Kochim. They make Kodosh in the instance that they are born, not B'mei Iman. So if you have a Shlamim, a female Shlamim that's pregnant, and it's going to give birth to a baby, the Shlamim itself, the Nekeva, the mother, is already Kadosh, and Ruya to go to Petach Omoed. There's nothing wrong with it. If the baby inside then is born either as a Yotzei Dofen or as a case of Kilayim, it was a mixed breed, then they will not be kasher to go on the Mizbeach. But we need an instance in which their Kedusha happens despite the Isur. So if they were Kodesh first and then they became a Yotzei Dofen or Kilayim, we can't have a case like that because Dusha would not be Tofes on such an item. If I go to be Makdish, an item that was Kilayim, If I go to be Makdish an item that was already Yotzei Dolphin, came out as a serious action, it won't work. They're not ruining the Kodshim Mizbeach, so I can't impose Kedusha on them. I can't say they're a Kadosh. In a normal case of Kodshim, you can't be Makdish such items. You can't be Makdish a Yotzei Dolphin. So it's Vestei Me'iman. What happens if it's inside the mother's womb? So that's here we have a Kodesh animal, and it's inside the mother's womb. So over there, when it comes out as a Yotzei Dolphin, or when it comes out and it's Kilayim, the Kedusha happens automatically. At the time of birth, the Kedusha is imposed on these Vladot, they're automatically Kadosh because they're born. And that's Bahaviyatan Tehe. Bahaviyatan Tehe means that at the moment they're born, the Kedusha happens irrespective of what the designation of this animal is. I mean, that even if it's a Yotzei Dolphin, even if it's Kilayim, at the moment that it's born, it gets Kedusha. Now, this also worked for Mechir, Kelev, and Etnan Zonah. If he, as compensation to a harlot, he says, you'll get this yet unborn baby. Or he exchanges a Kelev for this yet unborn baby, Vlad, that's inside of the womb of the animal that's Kodesh. Then when the animal is born, the Kedusha happens. Again, it happens despite the fact that it was Etnan or Mechir Kelev.
He said after the para was already
Mukdash? Yeah, the para was Mukdash, but the baby was yet to be Mukdash. And therefore, it's not the Vladot, not Kedusha, Kodosh, B'Meiman. They're not Kodosh inside their mother's womb. They only become Kodosh at the point of birth. So therefore, he's able to create Mechir Kelev and Etnan Zonah before the baby is born. And then when it's born, the Kedusha will happen automatically. Had he done this himself, meaning that he took an animal and he said, this is for compensation for his Zonah, and then he tried to be Makdishit, the Kedusha would not be Tofes. So it has to be a case where the Kedusha is Tofes by itself. That's at the time of birth, but it has to be a period of time where he could have created the Etnan Zonah and the Mechir Kelev. So it has to be between the time period between Me'iman, when the Vlad is in the mother's womb, until it's born. If you believe Vladot are Kadosh B'Me'iman at the time that they're in their mother's womb, then you would never have an opportunity to make it into Mechir Kelev and Etnan Zonah. So because of that, you need it to be, there's a period of time where the animal, the Vlad, the baby in the womb, is not Kodesh, which is between the time that it's conceived until the time it's born. But at the time that it's born, the Kedusha happens automatically. And since no matter what the status of the animal is, the Kedusha will be imposed on it. So it's irrespective of its Kilayim, let's say Dolphin, Mechir, Kelev, or Etnan Zonah, the Kedusha has to face on this animal. And that's how we have a case of something that's Kadosh and has these aspects to it. What about Ra'oi the Petach Omoi? That's all nice. But it has to be something that was Ra'oi the Petach Omoi, because that's why we didn't use the Pasuk of Petach Omoi, we used the Pasuk of Pnei Mishkan Hashem. So that Rashi explains is because they were Ra'oyin Ayidei Iman. There's a period of time where these babies were Ra'oyin because of their mother. Their mother was supposed to be brought as a korban, so too they were re'uin levod petach omoid because of their mother. Now, afterwards, there are other problems that enter into the picture that make it problematic. It makes it problematic that it can't go on the mizbeach, but it was at one point re'uin levod petach omoid. So since that's the case, you can't exclude it because of el petach omoid lo hevio. Right, so now that's all the cases. There were 8 cases that were brought in the Mishnah, usually fnei Mishkan Hashem. 2 of them were rovea v'nirba. That we solved by saying that happened post kedusha. There was the cases of Nevadin Mukse. There we said also it happened post-Kedusha, Alibid Rabbi Yosef Glili, that we're talking about Kochim Kalim that are Mamon Balim. The next 4 cases, which were Etnan Zonah, Mechir Kelev, Yotzei Dofen, and Kilayim, we're all talking about Vladot Kochim. It was a baby that was born to something that was Kodesh B'Kedushat Mizbeach. And therefore, the Kedusha happened or was impressed upon this baby, irrespective of the problems here, including Yotzei Dofen Kilayim, Etnan Zonah, Mechir Kelev. It happens automatically. When was it? Ro'u Levo Betach Omei. It was Agav Iman. That when their mother was Ru'uya to go to Petach Omei. And again, when it was conceived, it was also Ru'uya Levo, or Ra'u Levo, the Petach Omei. It's only because of the problems that arise afterwards that it's not Ru'uya Levo, the Petach Omei. But since it had a moment where it was Ru'uya the Petach Omei, I need the other puzzle, if Nemishkan Hashem, which says if it's not Ru'uya Akrava, you can't, you're not Chaya for Shchut Echut. The question you should be asking here is about. Because it's automatic. It's not something that you're imposing. Something that happens automatically, that we have that in other places, when Kedusha is chal by itself, then it can be chal even on items. For instance, a Bechor Balmum. A Bechor that's a Balmum, when it's born, it's still a Kodesh B'Kedushat Bechor, because its birth is what creates the Kedusha of the Bechor. You cannot be Makdish a Kodshim that has a Mum in it. You go ahead and try to be Makdish an animal that has a Mum in it, it's not Kodesh B'Kedushat Mizbeach. You can't impose it. But Kedushot that come from birth and are automatically imposed, they happen, Bentov Ben Ra. It happens whether it's a mum, no mum. It happens despite or irrespective of any of the status of the animal. That's why it works over here when it's happening automatically and not when you're imposing it. The din and kochim that work that way. Right now, the question you should ask is about Mechir Kelev and Etnan Zonah. Why don't we just say that Mechir Kelev and Ed Nozana is the same case as Nevad and Mukseh? But Nevad and Mukseh, we say we can impose these items because it's Koshe Kaldeim according to Rabbi Yosef Glid, it's Mamon Balim. So why don't we say the same thing by Mechir Kelev and Ed Nozana? You could just do it by the case of Kochim Kalim, that's Mamon Balim. It's Mamon Balim. He could have compensated Ed Nozana with Kochim Kalim. And then you have a case where the Kedusha preceded the action. Why doesn't the Gemara give that same answer for Ed Nozana and Mechir Kelev like he gave for Nevad and Mukseh? So it's a top Tosvot. Tosvot asks the question, Ed Nozana Mechir lo mitukam bekodshim kalim afilu the Rabbi Yosef Glili. It doesn't work that way. Even though it's his mamon, it's not chal. The chol neder. The only time Etnan and Mechir Kelev apply is something in the chol neder, something that you're going to make kadosh. Something that's already kadosh does not. You cannot create the shame of Etnan Zonah Mechir Kelev on something that's already kadosh. Something that's already nidor, and therefore it's excluded. It's just not toface. The shame is not toface in this instance, and that can't be the answer to the question. Therefore, we came up with these three different scenarios. Each scenario has a situation in which the animal is 1 point ra'oi lepetach ha'moed. Therefore, it cannot be excluded from the pasuk lepetach ha'moed lo'ibio. But they all end up being inim ra'oim lahakrava. They're no good to go on the mizbech, and that's why they're excluded from lifnei mishkan Hashem, because they can no longer be brought lifnei mishkan Hashem. They cannot no longer be brought as proper karbanot, and therefore, one who does them on the outside, does shchita or maleh b'chutz, is not chayav because they don't qualify. Qualified to be brought as korbanot bifnim. Okay, bali mumim oto ve'ed bino. Here the Gemara wants to know, we have a series in our Mishnah, a series of cases in which Rabbi Shimon argues on the Chachamim. And Rabbi Shimon says that something in the future that will be ra'ui lamizbeach, you're over a lot, I say, if you do a hakravat chutz, if you do shchutei chutz, whereas the Chachamim disagree. The Mishnah brought three examples. It brought bali mumim, it brought the case of torim and b'nei yonah, and it brought the last case of oto ve'ed bino. And the Gemara now wants to know, why do I need three separate cases where Rabbi Shimon argues on the Chachamim if the principle is the same? Which the Mishnah in the end does summarize and says that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Koshu Ra'oi Lavol Acharzman Arizeb Lo Taseh. That's it. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Why do I need three examples of Rabbi Shimon's opinion? They're all manifestations of that same din. So Gemara says, "Betzriche, I need them all." Ditana Bali Mumim, had I just read it, it seen the case of Bali Mumim, Mishim Demi'isei. Because they're ma'us, aval tarim delo mi'isei, tarim, which are just mechuser zman, they're not ma'us, ema demodile the Rabbi Shimon, maybe the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Shimon, and you would be a violator lav. It's only by the bali mumim, which are ma'us, and they're not roi the mizbeach legamrei, even though later on, if the mum goes away, it will be roi, but mum is such a problem, that even that's where the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon, but they would agree with him when it's just stam zman, it's just a time limit that needs to expire, like the tarim, as soon as they get older, they'll be roi the mizbeach, maybe there they would agree to him. If they had just written Torim, they're not ra'ui and they were knocked off. Over there, they were at 1 point ra'uim, and then they became not ra'ui. Maybe there, Rabbi Shimon agrees to the Rabbanon. By the Torim, they were never at any point ra'ui l'mizbeach. They just have yet to reach the point where they're ra'ui l'mizbeach. Maybe there, that's what Rabbi Shimon says is a problem. But by the case of the mum over, a temporary blemish, there was a point in time in which the animal was ra'ui l'mizbeach. Then it was nidchet, it was pushed away, and then it's going to be ra'oi again. Maybe there Rabbi Shimon agreed to the Chachamim that once it's nidchet, that already is not considered to be lo tese anymore. Even though it could come back to be ra'oi, since it was once ra'oi and got pushed away, that's enough to ruin it. And maybe the Rabbi Shimon agreed to the Chachamim in that case. So that's the first two cases. That's the case of Baal Mum and the case of being underage, meaning the Torim that have yet to reach their age. Then what's about the third case of Oto V'et Bino? So there we said, V'itana Hane Tarti, we had these two do Mishum Dibs. There the psul is in their goof. That's an external psul that's being imposed. Maybe the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Shimon over there. Oto ve'epino is mechuser zman, not because of the animal itself. It's because of something from someone else. Its mother was shechted, therefore it has mechuser zman. The goof, this animal is ra'oi l'mizbeach. It's just there's an imposition because of what happened to its mother. So maybe over there we would say the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Shimon. In the other two cases, the psul is in the goof, the animal itself. I mean that the Torim are not old enough. They haven't reached the Zman yet. This animal has a mum in it, a mum over. So there it's a goof animal. Tosus is Girsa over here. We said, Ema modele Rabbanon the Rabbi Shimon. That's our Girsa in the Gemara. It seems that Tosus had the opposite Girsa. Ema modele Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanon by the case of a No. So that would say that was the opposite of the way I explained it. Over there, they said psul beguf. That seems more chamor than psul mi'alma. That's what Tosfos is addressing over here. Tosfos is saying, wait a minute. In general, psul beguf is more chamor than psul mi'alma. Why would Rabbi Shimon ever agree? So he says, no. The idea is that since the psul here in the Torim and the psul by the mum over there is a psul neguf, that will be mitukan. It could be fixed. It might get better. It might be rectified. Whereas otoved beno is something that's imposed on it and you can't change it. Over the period of time, the kula yoma, there's nothing that can be done to be mitake in it.
You could be mitake in it tomorrow. What's the difference if it's something you could be mitake in 2 hours, you could be mitake in 24 hours?
Right. I would agree with you. But Tosfos is not so simple, but he's dealing with his girsa. We have the other girsa, which reads much easier, which is Eim Memodilei Rabban and the Rabbi Shimon, and over there it's clear that the goof is more chamor. Shaya Rabbi Shimon Omer, and here the Gemara wants to know, my time with the Rabbi Shimon, what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Shimon? Where's this lav? And he says that mechusur zman that's done shkutei chutz is a problem. So Amar Rabbi Lomerish, let's just be the first attempt at an answer. Is Amar Kra. The pasuk says lo tasu nekechol asher anachnu suim po hayom. So this is a pasuk that's found in Devarim Yudbet, as we've seen before, which is about the restrictions against bamot. So it says there in pasuk chet lo tasu nekechol asher anachnu suim po hayom ish kol asher beinav ki lo batem adatay lamnucha v'yala nachla asher Hashem lokecha noten lach. So that we haven't gotten to the menucha and nachala, therefore you can't do ish kol asher beinav. Now what is ish kol asher beinav? So this is how we're going to explain it. Amar kara lo tasun kol asher anachnu osim po hayom. Amar lo Moshe l'Yisrael ki alitu la'aretz. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, yisharot takrivu, chovot lo takrivu. You're allowed to do yisharot hayashar beinav. You're allowed to do it. Yashar beinav is a nidava or a neder. Those you're allowed to do. Chovot lo takrivu. And a chovot you're not allowed to be makriv. Now these are talking about karbanot yachid. Ish kol asher beinav. We're talking about individuals who are bringing karbanot. An individual has two types of karbanot. There are karbanot chuvot, and there are karbanot nidavot. So what Moshe is saying to the people is, ish kol asher beinav, when it comes to ish kol asher beinav, you can't do this. You can't do the ish kol asher beinav, you can't do what we're doing here today in the Mishkan. The Mishkan and the Midbar, a Yachid could bring either a Neder and a Davah or his Chovot. He could bring them to the Mishkan. You can no longer do that. Ki lo vatem adatai lamenucha l'nachala, because you have yet to reach Shiloh or the Mikdash. Once you reach Shiloh, once again, the Yachid could bring his Karbanot and Davah or Chovot to the Mishkan. In between, there's Heter Abamot. In between is Heter Abamot. On the Bamot, you're only allowed to bring Karbanot Nidavot. That's the only thing that's permitted on a Bama. But that's true not only of a Bamat Yachid, but also of a Bamat Zibur. Both Bamot, a Yachid can only bring Karbanot Nidava, he may not bring Karbanot Chova on them. So that's the problem here for a Yachid is, if he had a Chatat to bring or an Asham to bring, he'd have to wait the 14 years until the Shiloh is established. After Kibush V'Chiluk, then he could bring his Karban in Shiloh, not in the Gilgal. Even though there's a Bamat Zibur, on the Bamat Zibur, all the Chovot that Zibur are done, the Korban Tamid, anything that is a Chiyuv at Zibur can be done on that Bamat Zibur. But when it comes to Bamat Yachid, or the Bamat Zibur, the Yachid has no right to do his Korbanot Chova. Gilgal, the Gabe Shiloh Mechusar Zmanu. The Gilgal, the Gabe Shiloh is just Mechusar Zman. It's just missing time. Because at this point in time, when you have a Chova, you have a whole Chova here, and you're waiting to bring your chova as a yachid, you have to wait until Shiloh is established. Here you have a Bamat Zibur. You have a Bamat Zibur that's sitting in Gilgal that involves the Mishkan, yet you're not allowed to bring it. Why? Because they haven't finished the Kibush and the Chiluk yet. Once they finish the Kibush and the Chiluk, that would automatically be Nitar, and you could bring it on the Bamat Zibur. I mean, Bamat Zibur now will be the Mishkan or Shiloh. That will be when the Mishkan is established. So you have here is a chova that is going to be ra'ui in the future to be brought in Shiloh. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Lo tasun kein. You may not do this. Kechol asher anachnu osim po hayom. Do not do this. So you may not do this on the Bamot. So you have an iser lav about something that in the future will be okay. We'll go on the Mizbeach. So that's where Rabbi Shimon learns from it. So we come to Moshe. Moshe says to them, Lo tasun. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Zera, Ihochi. If that's true, and you have a lav, Milka Nami Lilke. Why don't you get Malkut for it? You have a nice lav over here. It's a lav sheish b'maaseh. You're going to go be makrib b'chutz. And it's against the lotasun kein. Hashem Elokeichem. You violate a lav. You should get Malkut for it. So Alamo Amar Rabbi Zera. Didn't Rabbi Zera say, Akotuv nitkoli asay? The Torah pulled this out to be an asay. And if it's an assay, you don't get malkot. I'll explain this in a second. This is not your classic case of love and nitak assay. This is nitkot assay. We'll explain in 1 second. Where it says, answers up, hani mili the rabbonon. This is only according to the rabbonon, the Rabbi Shimon, ochanami. Ain't ochanami, the Rabbi Shimon, you would get malkot. That statement of Rabbi Zeira, who said that the pasuk of Lotus Umkain is not a lav, but rather it involves an assay, that is only according to the Divrei Rabbanan. Maybe Rabbi Shimon disagrees. And if Rabbi Shimon disagrees, that means he would get Malkut. And in Ochanami, you would get Malkut. The Shaila was that here we have Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Zeira. Is Rabbi Yirmiyahu saying to Rabbi Zeira, listen, didn't you say that before Nitzkoda Katub Nitzkoda Asay? So according to this reasoning, it should have gotten Malkot, but you said there is no Malkot here. So the answer is that we're separating. That's the din that it gets no Malkot, that's the din of the Rabbanan. The fact that it might get Malkot and there's a lav here, that's the din of Rabbi Shimon, and maybe the two are separate, and you could have both of them be true. Now what does it mean here that the Pasuk is Nitzkoda Asay? Normally we would think of Lava Nitak Asay, for instance, like Gzela. Gzela, one does not get Malkot for Gzela, because it says in the Torah, Ve'eshivet Gzela Asher Gazal, the Torah prescribes the solution or the rectification of the lav. It says the lav is, do not steal, lo tigzol. And if you do steal, then what should you do? Ve'eshivet Gzela Asher Gazal. So in those cases, you don't get Malkot, the Torah prescribes it. Same thing as Notar. Notar is, lo tutir yimenu bad boker, but Notar yimenu bad boker, but ish tisareif. That don't leave it over until the morning, the korbanot. If you do leave it over, then how do you rectify it? You burn it. There's no malkot for those lavin. Over here, we don't have such a case. We don't have a case here where it's a lot assay, and the rectification of the lav is an assay. But rather, it has to do with mumim or problematic behemot. And if you look in Tosafot, this is what I think makes it, it's a little clearer explanation than Rashi. Ein ze kishar lav anitak lasay. This isn't like your classic lav anitak lasay. Brings examples of it. And it skipped down 2 lines. It says, Dimkein, my parich, deloko. Then what's the question of the Gemara that he should get malkot? Mishum lav, delo tasun, ba anitak lasayu. If it was anitak lasay, the Gemara would never have a question about why don't you get malkot. Malkot only applies to a lav, a stam lav, not a lav anitak lasay. Ella, havi kamo nitkoa katuv mitumacha mura lutumakala. It's the same as a situation in which the Torah took it from being tumah chamura and made it to tumah kala. We had that before with the case of someone who's swallowing a nevela ta'of, tahor. If you swallow it, you get tumah chamura. Before point in time, the Torah made it into tumah kala. That's what we discussed over there. At what point does it become tumah kala? In the motion towards your mouth, at what point does it take on that status of tumah kala? The Torah can, but that what it means nitko. Nitko means it removed from it the shame tumah chamura and made it into tumah kala. So it's over here, nitko means it took away the lot assay and made it into an assay. And that's the usage of the term nitko over here. The tovet beno in chulin, which we're going to get to soon, der shinan ule neder lo yiratze. Neder lo yiratze will not be accepted as a neder. The made ala kolapsulim patsulim shebeshor b'seh. Shor b'seh is the parshan emor, which tells us all the psulim of korbanot. Shein belo yiratze. There's a lav associated with them. Bekotav rachmanu b'chuser zman. One of those dinim there that's found in parshat emor is someone that is miyoma shemini v'hala yiratze. Anybody under the age of 8 days old is not allowed to be brought on the mizbeach. So there's a psul, and it should be under the category of no neder lo yiratze. It should have a lav associated with it. So now the Torah says no. The Torah says katav rachmanu b'chuser zman miyoma shemini v'hala yiratze. Yiratze means it will be good. There's an assay there. Lautzi michlau shar psulim, to exclude it from the other psulim shehein below yiratze. All the other psulim have a lotase associated with them. The m'chuser zman does not have a lotase associated with it, rather an assay associated with it. Lomar d'hai leke ela assay. But m'chuser zman is only an assay to bring it in the right time, not a lotase to bring it in the wrong time. Ki'in davar sheya b'chlav yitzon lidar n'bidvar chadash. Something that was in the whole principle, was in the cloud, was in the general principle, and got removed from that principle. So here, every other psul by korban is under the category of lo yiratze. There's a lav associated with it. On the other hand, when it comes to mechuser zman, even though it's in that parsha and the lav should be associated, it says there, the Torah went out of its way to tell you there's an assay over there to do it the right time. Well, that means that it's nitko me'alav. It removed it from the lav and made it into an assay. And that's the statement of Rabbi Zeira over here. When Rabbi Zeira says, HaKotov nitko le'assay, means you don't get malkot from mechuser zman because HaKotov nitko me'lot assay to nasay. So the answer of the Gemara is, Eino Hanami, you're right, that's according to the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, that the lotas associated with Mechuser Zman is from Parshat Emor, then in Parshat Emor, we already have an assay that tells you don't include it on the lotas there. According to Rabbi Shimon, whose lotas comes from Dvarim, of lotasun kein l'shem l'kreichem, and maybe in Ochanami, you would get Malkot, because there the Torah was not nitko the assay. That's a separate lav associated, independent of the lav that's brought in Parshat Emor. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, maybe in Ochanami, you would get Malkot. to Kohen Chachamim, you wouldn't get it because it's their only source for Mechus Hizman to get Malkot. The Lotase is in Parshat Emor, and in Parshat Emor, the Torah took it away from being a Lotase and made it only into an Asay, and if you did it the wrong time, it would be an Isur Asay, not a Lotase. Now we go on, and now we have Rav Nachman Yitzchak tried to solve the problem a different way. He says, why aren't there Malkot over here? He says, because Pnim de Gilgal, the Gabe Shiloh Kachutz Domi. The Pnim of the Gilgal, meaning that all inside of the Klaim, El Petach O Moed of the Gilgal, is not considered like Petach O Moed. It's nothing, right? It doesn't have a din. El Petach O Moed means you have to have the ability to bring it to Petach O Moed. What is Petach O Moed? That's in Mishkan Shiloh. That's the din of Pnim. That means El Petach O Moed means inside the Azara, inside the Klaim by Shiloh. But Chutz Le Azara, Chutz Le Klaim by Shiloh, that's nothing. That doesn't have any standards of El Petach O Moed. So it's over here. Gilgal, even though it had all the trappings of the Mishkan, it is the Mishkan in the Gilgal. Nevertheless, the status of the Azara there is like the status of the Chutz, the outside of Mishkan Shiloh. Inside of Mishkan Shiloh doesn't have a din of Petach O Moed, so too Gilgal has no din of Petach O Moed. According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, there really is no lifnim when it comes to the Chovot HaYachid by the Gilgal, because it's classified Kachutz. Yes, it has the status of an Azara for certain items and for certain Karbanot, for the Karbanot Tzibur. But the Gabay, the Karbanot HaYachid, there's only one status, the Gilgal, that's Kachutz. That means now, although Tasum Ken Lashem HaKoychem is referring to Bechutz, it's an Isser of Shchutei Chutz, or an Isser of Halah Bechutz for the Yachid. So it's no longer focused on the Mechusar Zman aspect, because the problem here is not Mechusar Zman, the problem is Chutz, that you're doing it on a Bamat Yachid, and even if you do it on a Bamat Zibur, as far as Chovot HaYachid are considered, they're classified like being on a Bamat Bechutz or Bamat Yachid. So therefore, the Lav here is a Lav of Shchutei Chutz and a Lav Bechutz, not a Lav of Mechusar Zman. And if that's the case, you can't get Malkot for something that is Mechusar Zman Bifnim, only for something that's Mechusar Zman Bechutz. The question of Rabbi Zeira, or the statement of Rabbi Zeira, that there is no Malkot because a Katuv Nitkodo Asay, was said about Mechusar Zman Bifnim. It's talking about someone that's not 8 days old and cannot be put on the Mizbeach. So the regards to Mechusar Pnim, Rabbi Shimon agrees to the Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon agrees that there is no Malkot. You're talking about Mechusar Zman Bechutz, that's a whole different story. That's where Rabbi Shimon has the Lav, and that's where Rabbi Shimon has the Malkot. So now we have another solution, which is Rabbah, he's going to give a different reason, totally different reason for Rabbi Shimon. Rabbah Amar Tamei de Rabbi Shimon. This is the reason behind Rabbi Shimon. Before we had the reasoning of Rabbi Elah Amar Reish Lakish. Now we have the reasoning of Rabbah Amar Tamei de Rabbi Shimon. This is the reasoning of him to get a Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minayin lo zoveach Pesach bibamat yachid b'shat Yisra b'mot shu b'lo tasei. How do I know that a Pesach that is brought on a b'mat yachid at the time that there's an Yisra b'mot, that it has a lo tasei tamalomar, lo tuchal lizboach at a Pesach b'chad jerecha. You can't put the Pesach up wherever you want. Yochol lav shav b'shat heter b'mot kein. I would think maybe even at the time of heter b'mot kein tamalomar, b'chad jerecha. B'chad, lo amartil chayla b'ashash v'yachol Yisra nechassim b'shar echad. Only when all B'nai Yisrael are bringing their Korbanot to one single place, then is there a problem of lo tuchal, right? That you can't do the Zbach at the Pesach, that you can't do the Pesach by yourself. But that problem doesn't exist when there is an Echad She'arecha, when everybody's bringing all their Korbanot to a single location. So now Gemara wants to understand, Eimat, when did this happen? Inemar achar chatzot. If it happened after chatzot, meaning that it's on Erev Pesach achar chatzot, karet nami mechayev. Forget about the lav of lo tuchal lizboach at the Pesach, you're chayiv karet for doing shchutei chutz. It's a case where you're supposed to bring it to the Mishkan, you're supposed to bring it to the Mikdash and bring your korban Pesach, and erev Pesach, the zman of Pesach, you're supposed to bring it there. Instead, what do? You put it up on a bama. That's called shchutei chutz. That's a classic case of shchutei chutz and maleh b'chutz. You're going to be chayiv karet. Why is the bright, playing around with the lotus, say? Forget about the lotus. You're chayiv karet for shchutei chutz, maleh b'chutz. So that can't be the case. So now, lav kodim chatzot. It's a case before chatzot. Oh, if it's a case before chatzot, that's a case of mechusar zman. Because after chatzot, it's roi lavo lepetach moed. Here it's before chatzot. If it's before chatzot, that's an animal, a pesach that's mechusar zman. If you're makvipin on a bama b'chutz, you're not chayiv for shkuti chutz, but you are chayiv for lotasei. So that'll be the source for Rabbi Shimon. Here I have a lotasei that's being imposed on a carbon of pesach before chatzot on a bamat yachid. So that's something that's mechusar zman, that eventually it will be ro'oi lepetach moed. It's not ro'oi now, and there's a lotase associated with it. Gemara says, no, lo'olam, no, no proof from here. Lo'olam la'achar chatzot. We're talking about after chatzot. U'b'shat heter ha'bamot koi. And we're talking about a time that the bamot are mutarim. So Gemara has the obvious question. Doesn't the Brayta explicitly say, Baha Bishat Yisar Bamot Kamar? It says explicitly, Don't to call his book of the Bezel, call Apishat Heter Abamot Kain. I would think also in the time of Heter Abamot, implying that the first statement was made, Bishat Yisar Abamot. So how can you claim here that the whole Brayta is talking about a case of Heter Abamot? Gemara answers up, no, this is how you understand it. Ah, Bishat Yisar Bamot Kamar, Yisar Bama, lo. Heter bama lechaviro. There's an iser bama associated with it, but there's a heter bama that's everybody else. Meaning that it's bishat heter habamot, but even at shat heter habamot, it's still a sur for this Pesach to end up on a bama. That's lachar chatzot. Only after chatzot is there an iser to put it on a bama, not before chatzot. The Gemara is saying that no, you can't prove from this brayta, because we'll explain this brayta lachar chatzot when it's the time of the zmano, and also Pesach. And over here, there's a lav. If you do not bring the Pesach to the bamat zibur, but rather do it on the there's an isur associated with that. Do it achar chatzot. This is the time of heter b'mot. You don't have a problem with shkutei chutz because it didn't. There's no lavola b'petach ha'moed, right? So there's no petach ha'moed. Since there's no petach ha'moed, there's no isur of shkutei chutz mala b'chutz. The only isur is that the Pesach should have gone on the b'mat zibur, and instead you're bringing it on the b'mat yachid. And that's the case b'achad sharecha. Everybody brings their korban Pesach to the b'mat zibur, and instead you're doing that on the b'ma. There you have an isur of lo tuchal lizbach at the Pesach b'achad sharecha. That's the isur lav that's associated with that. If that's the case, then you do not have a proof to Rabbi Shimon from here. So Rabbi tried to explain the Braita one way. The Gemara tries to reinterpret the Braita in a difficult manner in order to say maybe this isn't a proof to Rabbi Shimon. Rashi just points out that this would be true by any chuvat yachid. That doesn't have to be Pesach itself. It would be true of any chuvat yachid. You would have a lav of putting it on a b'mat yachid instead of a b'mat zibur. Every chuvat yachid should end up on a b'mat zibur. Instead, you're doing it b'sharecha, you're doing it on a b'mat yachid, you're going to be chayv a lav. It's not unique to Pesach. It's true of all chuvat yachid. That's why Rashi interprets it. Mechuser zman. So now, the next examples that were brought in the Mishnah were cases which says, until now we've discussed mechuser zman in the behema. Now we're talking about mechuser zman in the ba'alim. So the examples brought in Mechuser Zman and Balim were Zav, Zava, and Yoledet. And over there it said that Mechuser Zman of an Chatat and a Sham versus Mechuser Zman of an Olah and a Shlamim. By a Chatat v'Asham, they're Mechuser Balim because they're not Chayavim yet in a Chatat v'Asham. And since a Chatat v'Asham cannot be brought as voluntary offerings, therefore they're not Re'uyim the Pnei Omaleit, and you won't be Chayav b'Shchut Echutz. On the other hand, the Ola and the Shlamim of these Yechidim, if they brought them, even though they're not Chayav yet, unless if they bring them, they could be changed into, they'll be Lo Lishmo, they'll be brought as Korbanot Nidava. Since they brought Korbanot Nidava, they are Ru'uyim LePetach Omoed. Since they're Ru'uyim LePetach Omoed, you're Chayav Shchutei Chutz. That's what the Mishnah says. Mishnah gives you three examples of Balim, Zav, Zava, and Yoledet, and then it gives you four examples of Korbanot. Chatat Hasham, that are no good, they're not going to be Chayav. For Shkut Echutz, and Olah and Shlamim that would be Chayav Shkut Echutz. The Gemara asks the obvious question, I'll lay it out for you, and then we'll see in the Gemara is, first of all, Yoledet, Zav and Zava, when do they ever have an Asham? There's no such thing as an Asham for those three types of people. Number two is, there's no Shlamim associated with them. The Chatat, the Yoledet, Zav and Zava, they bring Olot. They bring a Chatat. They do not bring Shlamim, and they do not bring Ashamot. And that's the Gemara's question now. Why is the Mishnah giving examples of Ashamot and Shlamim when we're dealing with people who don't bring those Karbanot? So that's the first, we'll see that. The question in the Gemara. Mechuser Zman. Hanei Bnei Ashamot, you know? Since winter, Zav Zava, and you let it, Bnei Ashamot. Amar Ziri, Tnei Mitzora Bahadayu. Add in Mitzora alongside of them. Mitzora brings an Asham. Asham Mitzora. So that's how we take care of the problem of Asham. Now, that's in our Mishnah. If we go back and look in the Mishnah, Mitzora is included in the Mishnah, even though Rashi said to take it out of the Girsa, because you see from the question, Mar's question. We'll see why it was put back in. Even if you add in Mitzora now, you still don't have a Shlamim. Where's the Shlamim coming from? So Amar Rav Sheshi, which I mentioned in the Mishnah, is a Nazir. You'd have to have Nazir. A Nazir, Betarat a Nazir, has a Shlamim. So therefore, that would include Shlamim if I add in Nazir. Dizi'iri kavua tanai. Ziri's answer of Mitzorah was included into the Mishnah. It was added into the Mishnah. They placed it in as if it was a statement of Tanayim. The Rav Sheshes lo kavu Tanai. On Rav Sheshes' statement, they did not include like it was a statement of Tanai, and it would be Chasurei Mechsura, like any other Chasurei Mechsura of the Gemara. So that means that they amended the Mishnah to include Mitzorah when it came to the statement of Ziri. They did not include it in the Mishnah when it came to the statement of Rav Sheshit, even though both of them are true. And that will explain why our Mishnah has Metzorah in it. The people took it literally, and they put Metzorah back into the Mishnah. Now obviously it can't be the case, because the Gemara is asking the question, Hanei bin Lo'ab bin Ei Ashamot Ninu. That means they didn't see the word Metzorah in the Mishnah. They say later on that Tanaim then included, or we found, I don't know if they found Tanaim, or we would include Ziri in the Mishnah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it was written in the Mishnah that we had, because the Gemara had seen the Mishnah without it in it. So that's the answer. Metzorah is only included later on, or added later on, and that's why Rashi says it shouldn't be the Girsa, but we do find it in our Mishnah, because the Gemara says they added it in later. Whereas Rav Sheshit would just say it's a classic Chasuri Mechsara, which means it should have been placed in the Mishnah, but it's just not there. And we say Chasuri Mechsara, it should have been there, the Nazir. All right. Amar Rab Chilkiah Bar Tuvi, Lo Shanu Elo Lishmo. Aval shelo lishmo chayav. Ho viraui shelo lishmo bifnim. He's qualifying the statement over here. By the Olan Shlamim, we said, the reason that they're chayavim b'chutz is because they could bring these as nidavot. They could be brought as nidavot, and therefore you chayav b'chutz. The Chatat and Hasham, we said, are not chayavim b'chutz because they're lifnei zmanam, they're not chayav yet, and you can't bring them as voluntary offerings. Reb Chilkiah Bar Tuvi comes along and says, wait a minute. Let's think about this. Forget about Chatat. Chatat won't work. But Nasham. What happens to an Asham that's brought Lo Lishmo in the Mikdash? An Asham that's brought Lo Lishmo in the Mikdash, the first Mishnah in Zvachim, what does the first Mishnah in Zvachim say? It's a kosher karban, aval lo alu debalim. By Chatat, the only problem by Lo Lishmo is by Chatat and a Pesach. Over there, they're psulim the Gamre. So along comes Reb Chilkiah Bar Tuvi, he says that the only time that you're patur for Shkutei Chutz by an Asham is if you did it Lishmo. Aval shel Lo Lishmo. If you do it lo l'shem Hashem, but rather l'shem Olah or l'shem Shlamim, chayav. Ho v'ro'i, so lo l'shmo bifnim. Had you brought lo l'shmo bifnim, had you brought this Hashem bifnim now, and done it lo l'shmo, done it l'shem Olah, l'shem Shlamim, it would have been a kosher karban. It wouldn't have been an Hashem, it wouldn't work for the balim, but it would have been a kosher karban. So if that's the case, when you do it in Shchut Eichut, if you do it l'shem Shlamim, l'shem Olah, you're chayav, because it's ro'i bifnim. Only if you do it lishmo, l'shem Hashem, if you brought it bifnim now, not rohoi, because you're not chayav yet. Same thing b'chutz. If you do it l'shem Hashem, you're not going to be chayav, because it's not rohoi the petach omoid. That's the statement of Rabbi Chilkiah Bar Tuvi. He's qualifying the statement of the Mishnah about Hashem. Gemara says, yachi lishmo nami chayav. If that's the case, lishmo should also be chayav. Ho, v'rohoi shlo lishmo bifnim. Even if you do it lishmo b'chutz, we've done this with many animals before. We said, well, since it had the possibility, like the seirim on Yom Kippur, we said before the Hagrala, they're re'uyim to be the seir of b'chutz. They're really to be a seir of musaf. So therefore, you're chayav, even though they're going to be the seirim of the nishtaleach al Hashem, since they're re'uyim to be the seir, even if you do it lishmo, you're chayav, because you could do it lo lishmo. You could do it lo lishman. So it's over here. So too, if you do it l'shem Hashem, you're going to be chayav, even though you wouldn't be chayav bifnim, because you could have done it lo lishmo bifnim. And lo lishmo bifnim would have qualified. This exact animal could have been ra'ui bifnim. So you should be chayav. But it says, no. By akira. The answer is that you need akira. And this we've seen before, by the Hashem. In order to change an Hashem to an Olah, we need what's called nitak. You have to take it away from being an Hashem. You have to change its name from being an Hashem to being an Olah. So it's also over here. It doesn't work automatically. Since the Hashem cannot be converted automatically over to being an Olah, because you'd have to make it Lo Lishmo, if you do it Stam, it's going to be an Hashem. So that's different than, like, say, the Seirim. The Seirim of Hashem and Lemishtalech only get their shame after the Hagrala. Before the Hagrala, they have yet to be designated or called the Seir Bifnim. So therefore, when you change it to Seir Bachutz, you don't have to do anything to be Oker, the other shame, from it. Because they're not designated for the other Shemot. Over here, since it's designated to be an Hashem, you need to have an active removal of the shame in order for it to be Ra'oi Bifnim. So that's why it doesn't work over here. Mar says, Matkatha Rav Huna, now you have an unbelievable case here. Now you have a situation in which, if you do it lishmo, not kasher. You do it shlo lishmo, it is kasher. Where do you have such a case here? That the lo lishmo is better than the lishmo case. It's below. V'ari Pesach. We have a classic example of Pesach. By a Pesach, b'shar yimot ha-shana, anytime besides Pesach, de'inu kasher lishmo. If you do it l'shem Pesach, no good. You do it shlo lishmo, v'kasher lo lishmo. If you do it lo lishmo, then it becomes a shlamim. Tumai says, Pesach b'shar yimot ha-shana, shlamim ninu. That's the answer too. The answer too is that Pesach b'shar yimot ha-shana is really a shlamim. So lo lishmo is not really lo lishmo. It's really L'shem Shlamim. Lo Lishmo means you do L'shem Shlamim. That's what it was designated for. That's what it's in, that's what it's guided for. It's not that you have to remove the Shem Pesach from it. If you did it Stam, and you didn't say anything, it would be a Shlamim the rest of the year. You don't have to take away the Shem Pesach. It's only if you do the Shem Pesach, then it becomes Pasul. So that's more similar to the case of the Seirim by Yom Kippur. You bring the two Seirim before the Hagrala, and then you want to do one for Seir Lachutz. So there you don't have to remove this Seir. You don't need to remove the name of the Seir Lifnim because it was never designated as Seir Bifnim. It could be the Seir Bachutz just as easily. Therefore, you chayav b'chutz. So to over here, when you do the Pesach, Shari Mot HaShana, if you don't say anything, it's a Shlamim. It becomes a Shlamim automatically. Since it becomes automatically, there's no idea of Nitak over here. So that's different. That's called Lishmo all year round. So you have no proof from Pesach that you have such an instance where you'll have the Lo Lishmo be more kasher than the case of Lishmo. Okay, we'll stop over here because the Gemara continues to the rest of the daf. All right, we'll stop here. Have a good Shabbos.